Welcome to New Life Church teaching series, Praise is the Highway, with the lesson titled, Praise is the Highway Introduction. Our teacher today is Alan Smith.
So we're looking at failures or disappointments. What the enemy wants us to do is to live in them. He wants us to define us. You can't praise God if you allow your failures and disappointments to define you. You can't work it up. And so what happens to us? We start learning that all of this works together for good. So we're in soil preparation here. We're dealing with a place for good seed to be planted. Now keep that in mind. I am a farmer, and I tend to do the farming thing, so just live with me. Be careful what you plant. Be careful what you plant. It says this in Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. So we see here, according to Genesis, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest time will always be with us. It's a law of God. For some reason, God does this stuff through seed and harvest. Keeping in mind, God is about life. Why do we pray for the sick? Because God is about life. Why do we pray for the lost? Because God is about life. There will come a day when all that remains is what you plant into the kingdom of God. There will come a day that for every one of us in here, there'll come a day when all that remains is what we plant into the kingdom of God. That's very, very important. Here's the scripture that goes with it. It's in Matthew 6:20. But lay up for yourselves treasure where? In heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So the idea is here, we're laying up treasures in heaven. Why? That's the only thing that we take with us. It's the only thing that's there. We don't take it with us. It precedes us. So do you think that the treasures that we lay up in heaven are eternal, the ones we do here are not? Keeping this all in mind. Seed time and harvest is God's plan of increase. It's just the way God's done it. How did Jesus come into the earth? Now, let me put it to you as we're moving on with this thought. Seed time and harvest time. It's just God's plan. It's the way He does this thing. I've said it before, you can jump off a cliff and say, well, gravity is not going to impact my life. Does not change the fact that gravity is going to impact your life. You cannot change the fact that if you plant a seed, it's going to have a harvest and impact your life. We can't escape it. It wasn't created to work against us. It was created to work for us. Let's watch it here. It says this in Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Here we see in Genesis, seed time and harvest time. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary. He was birth of the Spirit of the living God. That seed carried the life that fulfilled the Scripture. Jesus Himself came upon the earth, birthed upon the earth as a seed. Now, let me ask you this question. How did you get here? Seed time and harvest, separated by 9 months. Thought I'd throw that in there. Seed time and harvest, separated by 9 months. Now, as a farmer, you plant corn, it's usually 120 days, 4 months. Some varieties, you might get them in 110, some even 95. Nonetheless, seed planting and harvest always has a time of waiting in the middle. Keep it in mind. Giving is the secret of increase. Now you say, Alan, what does this have to do with praise as a highway? You give praise. And I trust me, I don't have enough time to give all the scripture. When we give praise unto each other, someone's down, it's a seed of life. When we praise God, it's an act of giving, is what it is. It's an act of giving. Well, do you want praise unto yourself or do you want it unto God? The point is you can do other things, and I will here in just a moment, but the idea here is giving. Giving life, giving to a Christian. Giving is a lifestyle. You say, well, Alan, I don't have much to give. Well, the Bible says you do. I'll show it to you. We've all got some. God gives us all seed money. God gives us all seed. He's created us when we are in tandem and working with Him to give. Our very nature is to give. Just give, give, give. That's who God is. That's who Jesus was. That's our nature. When you're into sin or into a soulish behavior, it's take, 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 take. Well, if you'd do this, I'd be happier. If I'd get this, I'd be happier. Or you're not acting right. My husband or wife's not acting right, so I'm not happy. Anybody see something wrong with that picture? Christian lifestyle is the giving. Giving is the secret. It's a secret. Giving, catch it. Giving is the secret of increase. You don't keep the increase, you give to increase. You don't get praise, you give praise. It increases. Get it up here as a spiritual beings. We have been created to give. I says this in Luke 6, verse 38. Watch it. Give and it will be given to you. You know the scripture. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. Give and it will be what? Given to you. We give praise to God. Anybody catching on what I'm saying here? We give praise to God, and God will praise us. We give praise from the heart. It's real. But can you imagine living a life under the praise of God? Can we imagine? Have you ever thought about it? Praise is a giving, but praise is the secret to increase. And it says this, the Lord is my strong defender. He is the one who has what? Saved me. He is my God, and I'll do what? Praise Him, my Father's God, and I will sing about His greatness. What happens when he praises God for being his defender? He is his defender. It comes back on you. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? You got to catch what I'm trying to say. If you're already criticizing me, you're not getting it. You don't need to. I've done enough of that to myself this morning. I'm full. Let's watch this. Everything that God controls gives. Just the way it is. Everything that God controls gives. If God is controlling your life, you just give. If you're having trouble with giving, God's not in control of your life. Do the math. It's not a complicated equation. God does not give to you before you give to Him. Oh, now you might go sideways on this one. Hang on with me. God does not give to you before you give to Him. Well, does anybody feel all right with that? Does anybody not feel all right with that? Let me show it to you. The law of sowing and reaping requires a heart of giving. To have a harvest, you have to have a giving. Right? Luke 6:38. Give, here it is, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So praising God is a giving. I'm using the praise as an example. But the theme of what I'm trying to teach is giving. The lifestyle of a Christian is giving. We're always offended when we don't get. Let me move on quickly. God's giving is limited by us. You say, wow, Alan, you're putting kind of a lot of limitations here, but I'm going to use Scripture. God's giving is limited by us according to the Word of God. I'm just using the Word of God. Now, if you can't agree with the Word of God, it's because you are changing the meaning of good and evil. You're changing something to, and I've done the same thing. It says this in Luke 6:38. Here we go. Give and it will be given to you. Good and measured, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Anybody see that? Anybody see that? We limit God's blessing us. Anybody catching on to it? Or is the Word of God offending you yet? It needs to, all right? It did me. When I got into this thing, I didn't much like it. I didn't get baptized, but if I'd had some water, I'd have got in it. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. This is talking about giving. Get, it will be given to you. Give. So we start seeing the ways of the Spirit as the ways of giving. Praise unto God. I promise you, and where I'm heading with this thing, is if we don't have a lifestyle of giving, we're not going to have a lifestyle of praising God. That's where I'm headed. So I'm trying to encourage us to a lifestyle of giving and what the Word of God says to it. So I myself can limit God by how I give. Say, Alan, that sounds legalistic. Well, just take it up with God. It's His Word. That's all I know. Being blessed by God is our choice. Say, Alan, there you go again. You're putting heavy on us. Yeah, that's just the Word of God is all I can tell you. You probably think I'm going to put the same Scripture up there, don't you? Galatians 6:9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Being blessed by God is my choice. You got to understand, God's operation is seed and harvest. It's the way God does stuff. Look around you. Seed and harvest. So here we see, be not deceived. God is not mocked. What He's saying here, if God didn't do this, He'd have to apologize to Himself. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So can you see that your sowing is your choice? God gives the increase. So I'm hoping we can see that praising God is a choice. But also praising God comes out of a heart that wants to praise God. Because we are living a lifestyle of giving, which brings forth a harvest that makes us happy to praise God. Watch it here. We must be more concerned about the seed. That when I plant corn, seed's a big issue. I had enough corn to plant my crops on one pallet. Y'all know what a pallet is. On one pallet, and it was about that high. I forget how many bags was on it. It wasn't many. That one pallet of corn was $35,000 for one pallet. Why? Because I purchased the best seed known to man. It's a lot of money to plant this seed and not expect a wonderful harvest. I know what the seed means. The harvest is in the seed. So here's what happens. We must be very concerned, more concerned. We're not concerned enough about what we're planting. He says this in the scripture. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, what? Be in my mouth. The seed of praise is continuously in my mouth. Why is it continuously in my mouth? Because his life of sowing and of reaping of the seed is of such a style that it brings tremendous praise out of his mouth. Now here's another one. Be careful where you plant. Says this in Matthew 13, and I know that you're aware of the scripture. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is seed that had fallen onto good ground. What creates ground not to be stony and thorny and hard, wayside? It's that it's had the storms of life preparing the soil. It's the only way it happens. The storms of life prepares the soil. Now do not plant bitterness. Do not plant failure. Do not plant disappointment. You've been through the cotton picking storm. Get some good mileage out of it, somebody. Now watch this one. Good ground produces for your needs and gives an abundance to give to others. The good ground that the storm prepares is guaranteed. I wish it didn't work this way, but this is the way it works. What I want you to see, good ground, this ground that's been through storms, been prepared, it's drained us, it's done all this stuff. It produces for your needs and gives abundance to give to others. How many of you sitting in here, well, I just wish God, wish I had enough money that I could take care of my bills and just give it away to anybody that needs it? Has anybody had that thought? No? Does anybody lie? Let me check that one. Okay. Of course you have. I wish I just had enough I could just give to everybody. Watch this one. It's in 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Just hallelujah. Just hallelujah. Good ground produces for your needs and give abundance for others. So do you think we need to be very selective about our seed and what we're planting in life? Seed must be planted before there can be an increase. To plant seed is to enter a covenant with God. When I plant seed, this corn seed in the ground, I'm going into a covenant with God. I am putting something in the ground that's going to bring forth life. As you know, man, don't care what all we've accomplished, that we've never accomplished the spark of this thing called life. We can't do it. That is the God-given power that brings the life. To plant seed is to enter into this covenant. It says it in Ecclesiastes 3:2. There's a time to what? Be mourned. You know the scripture. There's a time to die, a time to do what? Plant, and a time to pluck up or reap what is planted. What he's wanting us to see, what God's wanting us to see throughout the scripture is the way God does this thing is seed and harvest. It says this also in the scriptures. It is impossible to have a harvest without a planting, without planting a seed. I know what my harvest will be if I don't plant. Right? Did you know that nothing begets nothing? That's right. So it's impossible to have this harvest without the seed. As we move on, look, watch it. If what you have, now don't test me on this one. If what you have is not enough, then it is your seed. Does that feel right? You say, Alan, I just don't have but two mites or whatever she had, the three. That's all she had. Well, that's not enough to do anything. When you don't have enough to do what you need, right in there somewhere is your seed. Because you can plan and have an increase. Anybody with me? You say, well, Alan, I ain't got nothing to give. Yes, you have. God will bless a pence as much as you will a million. It's a condition of the heart. The idea is planting. You got to have a seed. I'm going to show you how this thing works here as I move on. John 12:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces what? Much grain. That's the harvest. If you plant nothing, you reap nothing. There's no chance of increase until a seed is planted. That's the way God does it. Now I'm going to give you this scripture. Plant your seed in the kingdom of God and not this world. 2 Corinthians. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for a liberty which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Here we see that we want to, as we plant the seed into the kingdom of God and not the world, that it causes, do you see this where, what I'm shooting for is the causing the thanksgiving to us through God. There's a reason. Obedience to planting starts the process to harvest. Now this is a little one I'll throw in there, and I'm sure I'll get a lot of amens here. Giving, curses, and blessings. I can't escape it, but watch the scripture. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse. Does anybody see that? For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me, God says. Try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be enough to receive it. Now, I don't have time to develop it, but let me give you what's happening here. When you give the tithe, Old Testament, New, whatever you want to do, when you give that, that is seed. A tenth is seed that you say give to the church or whatever. Is seed. In the scripture, we see in the Old Testament that the tithe was blessed of God. The church or whoever could do more with that 10% than another 10% that wasn't blessed by God. But here's the deal. Please hear me. God has promised to put the same blessing on the 90% that he puts on the 10%. Can anybody hear what I just said? When you give the 10% a tithe, that's seed. And God blesses that seed with life. But God's promised that the blessing he put on the 10%, he'll take that same blessing and put it on the 90 that he lets you keep. That's the reason when you tithe, you have more money, a bigger increase, and I'd rather have 90% blessed by God as 100 not. Do the math, somebody. Would you not? That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying here. And I know this is serious, and I'm not cutting any slack here. And the reason is, I'm serious about this praiseful highway. I'm very, very serious about it. I've got to tell you the truth. And the truth is, a tithe is a seed that's blessed by God. And He'll bless your 90%, just like He does the 10%, because you sowed seed into His kingdom. That's the way it works. Say, Alan, I got it. You can move on now. Okay, thank you very much. You determine the size of your harvest by how much seed you plant. I just won't get off your back, will I? You determine the size of your harvest by how much seed you plant. You know, I really don't like a preacher or somebody that always tells me how much I got to do. I really don't. I mean, I can hear myself saying this, and I'm not that excited. Because I like the grace of God and how easy the Christian life is and all of this. But yet I find myself hung between a rock and a hard place between the Word of God and y'all. And this morning, about 4 o'clock, and God said, Alan, tell them the truth. There is something they can do and they need to do. First, of course, it comes to me. I'll just tell you up front, my giving will probably be up next week. I mean, I can't help it. I'll just confess it. Why? Because I really got convicted. You say, is it money? I mean, it's no. Huh? It's in help. It's my attitude of giving. It's just my attitude. I mean, God, I get it. I get it. I get it. I confess to the world. I get it. Because you want to bless us. When I saw the thing that God blessed the 90 like He did the 10, I'm like, you're kidding. I'd rather have 90% blessed by God as 100% not. That's what's happening. That's the truth. There you go. I'm done. Y'all can do with what you want to. To determine the size of your harvest, though, is by how much seeds you plant. I'm a farmer. If I plant 10 seed, I can reap a harvest from 10 seed. If I plant 100, guess what? It's a bigger harvest. Now, is that the Word of God? I'm afraid it is. Here we go. 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he who sows what? Sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So is my first statement true or false? You determine the size of your harvest by how much seed you plant. According to the Word of God, it's true. You're just talking about your money. The answer is no. It's talking about your heart, your life. You can say, oh, I don't feel like going to church today. Well, that's okay if you don't feel like it. But what about giving unto God and just keep praising God and just showing up out of a praise to God? Is there anything wrong with that? And you don't want to. Has anybody done anything they don't want to? Why do we do it? Because it's the right thing to do. That's why we do it. It's the right thing to do. It says this in Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. We've just got to get that. We must wait on the harvest. So what do we do while we're waiting? I told you, from the time of planting and time the harvest is some time of waiting. Anybody feel like you're in a time of waiting? I tell you what you do in time of waiting, keep planting. If you get the planting going on, if you just keep planting, guess what? You won't have any waiting. Can somebody hear me? Just keep planting every week. Keep planting. Keep planting. Then when the harvest starts coming in, guess what? Residual. It just keeps coming. Just keeps coming. Keeps coming. But during this waiting, here's what happens. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know the scripture. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:30. But they that do what? Wait upon the Lord. A lot of you sitting in here today, you're in a waiting of a harvest. That's good. Because you've planted prayer. You've planted good works. You've planted helping. You've planted. I promise you that it'll bring a harvest like kind of what you planted. It just will. It says this too, wait for the Lord. Be strong. If you're sitting there waiting on a miracle, guess what? Be strong. Let your heart take what? Courage. Wait for the Lord. It's this time between planting and harvest. Here's what we do. We take courage. We're in the waiting. Now here's what we do not do while waiting. We'll read them right quickly and get right on across this. Over 600,000 people left Egypt with Moses, but none of them except their children reached the promised land. They all died in the wilderness. Why? Because of unbelief, complaining, and murmuring. This is what you don't do in the waiting. Unbelief, complaining, murmuring. Don't do that. You won't be able to reach the promise. Now, the promise is still there, but you are not going to benefit from it because you're going to get too old. I didn't get a single amen, but... Unbelief, complaining, and murmuring will make you grow old and never see the promise of the harvest. Alan, I got it. This is really serious stuff. This is the opposite of praising God. When Israel went across the Red Sea and got to running around the mountain, they were praising God. They built an altar. They sang this wonderful song of praise. But as they kept making another lap around the mountain, they started murmuring and complaining and disbelief, and all of this happened. So their children received the promise, the harvest of their parents. Anybody get that? And I'm all for that. But as my daddy said, Alan, you're not getting the spoon till I'm done eating with it. And if I got to explain that, you're not from the South. What to do while waiting? And it says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray what? Without ceasing? And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So what is the will of God? That we praise and give thanks. This is the will of God for us to do. So why do we do it? Because it's the right thing to do. It's the right. We've gotten into this situation. Well, we got enough evidence to do it. Well, we don't have enough evidence, so we won't do it. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing with God. You do it because it's a cotton-picking right thing to do. Evidence is the opposite of faith. So here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Cotton pick in Psalms 34:1-4, God said it, and I believe it, and that's the way it is. This is what God is saying. What I want us to consider, has anybody received anything from God's Word this morning? I mean, has it given you a perspective? I want us to worship God here as Karen comes. And so, Lord God, be with the worship team. Be with us as we worship You. Fill our hearts, fill our lungs. dear God, we're going to worship you because it's the right thing to do. We're going to be and call and pray for the sick and the lost and brokenhearted because it's the right thing to do. So, Lord God, be with us. Be with us is our prayer, that we might be in the highway building business of the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we ask and pray. We speak a blessing. Speak a blessing over this congregation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, I just pray and ask for the blessing of the 10% upon all of the 90% that's in here. I pray for a supernatural blessing, oh God, that the people of God might walk in supernaturalness of the blessings that comes from this highway from the throne of God. Let us go in peace in Jesus' name. Amen. You may come forward for prayer. Thank you.